Hello, and welcome to A Few Inspirational Moments with C. Melita Webb. Today, I thought we would talk about relationships between mothers and daughters. And this, I think, will be exciting because the dynamics that we experience are often repeated generationally, and they don't have to be. What I found is that we tend to parent our children the way we were parented. Unless we've seen a healthy relationship, we don't know if what we're doing is right or wrong. And so because we are from the generation where people are more connected through cell phones and television is readily available, radio communication is just here, we tend to be able to see maybe a relationship that we did not have with our own parent. And that helps us make tweaks and changes so that we parent our children in a healthier way. Sometimes, I speak to young women who are in need of some love, some care, and some understanding. And often it is because their parent has grown up in a different era, and they had to have that hard shell to protect themselves. They were the generation where you'd be seen and not heard. You didn't speak until you were spoken to, and maybe the children were always kept out of the grown folks' conversation. And so what it enables me to do, because I've done a lot of self-healing and a lot of reading and some counseling in the past myself for different reasons, I'm able to step in and kind of act as a buoy for that young lady, in some cases for the young man too, when they don't have the relationship that they wish they had with their parent. And often the first thing I do is remind that young person that their parent loves them and that they may just have a different view of love and they may not be able to open themselves up to love. And so the best thing you can do is realize what your parent has been through. And the interesting thing is that oftentimes our parents don't open up. They don't tell us about their lives until they're in their 60s or 70s or even 80s. And then you go, wow, I didn't know you dealt with that. My goodness, no wonder you're the way you were. You've been holding that inside all this time. And you have to also remember is that people's perception of what they went through can be very different too than what they did experience. And I don't know what that comes from. I don't know if that's their way of protecting themselves because they feel like they were so badly harmed, or because in fact they were badly harmed. But you could have people who grew up in the same household and they don't experience the same thing. And sometimes it is true, it's due to favoritism, and sometimes it's because this is the older child and they received more of the brunt of the issue. I know in my own experience with parenting my two children, there are 4 years in between, and it was interesting to see that by the time I had the second child, the things that went on the first child, I just didn't have the same energy. I didn't have the same desire. And I realized, you know what? You just can't fight every battle. So he did get away with more. Doesn't mean I loved him more. It just meant I learned more by the time I had him. And I think that also is important because sometimes we think our parents don't like us or appreciate us, and they do. They just don't know how to express it. And sometimes they can learn if they're willing to learn. And sometimes they don't want to let that facade down. They don't want to show you that they are not the all-powerful parent. They don't want to show you their vulnerability. And that's really sad because I know that your parent loves you. And, you know, it's different if your parent kept you or if they gave you away or if you were taken out of the household, because that changes some of the dynamics too. But for the most part, I believe that all parents love their children. They just don't know how to show that love. And so whenever I'm given the opportunity to bring another child into my heart, I look at that as a blessing and a joy, because often I can kind of, you know, help that child see the dynamics that maybe their parent went through, or I can help that child see that maybe their parent is going through something right now. The key is to not cut your parent off. I think that's the most hurtful thing that I've ever seen done. And I think sometimes you do have to cut your parent off if they are toxic, manipulative, or abusive. But if they're not one of those three things, it's best for you to give them space, but to stay in connectivity. I think it's important for you to be safe and to have a barrier so that you're not being put upon with all of this aggression. And this sometimes it's almost feels like hatred, but I think it's not a hatred toward their child. It's the hatred toward what they have experienced. And in some cases, they will never open up to you. You will never know what they've been through. But that doesn't mean that you can't love them through it. You can, do simple things. You can send them a card, and that's often a very good way to maintain your distance and still show love. You can send them a flower, and it may not be your mother that you have the issue with. It could be your father. It could be a step parent, or it can be a grandparent. It could be anyone in your life that's older than you, that lived in a different generation where they did not freely show love. And sometimes it's because of a situation that they're going through that they see in you, and they don't want you to do the same things that they've done, but they don't know how to say that to you. Or they see you do something that they did that they hated that they did themselves, but they never shared it with you. And when we don't tell our children our setbacks and our triumphs, our kids don't know how to gauge what's going on in their own lives. And so, yes, of course, they will make some of the same mistakes. But when a child makes a mistake, if they're over 18, that's not a parent's fault. If the parent didn't prepare that child, then there is some shared responsibility. But I believe that children have at their fingertips some of the best information they can ever receive. The libraries are phenomenal. Counselors are amazing. And, the good thing about counselors is that I believe they're in probably elementary school all the way through high school. And even when you're in college, you have the ability to speak to counselors. You know, the help is there, but you have to be willing to let your encasement down and realize that not everybody wants to hurt you. And, excuse me. Not everybody is going to tell your business or make you feel bad for what you share with them. The goal is to find someone you can trust. But I think when we think about our parents, we expect that they know right from wrong. We expect that they know what it means to love and that they should love us unconditionally. And realistically, in a beautiful, perfect world, all those things happen. But I'm here to tell you from experience, it doesn't. There are many things that my children are exposed to that I was never exposed to. There are things that they know and that they've learned and that I've read about lately in the last 35 years that I never even knew existed. And you can't fault someone for what they don't know. You really can't. People are only able to respond based upon their experience, their knowledge, and their frame of reference. And so for me, now that my children are grown and they're going through their own life experiences, I think they're able to see some of the reasons and the choices that I made for them. It doesn't mean that they appreciate my choices anymore or any less. It just means that they now understand what their mom was doing. And for a long time, I was a single parent, and you make the best choices you can with the information you have. And what you want for your children is for them to live, and more importantly, you want them to live well. You want them to be safe, happy, educated, and loved. And honey, there were times that my kids, I just looked at them and I was like, I can't even do anything for you but pray, because God is going to have to wake you up. You're not listening. And that happens sometimes. And I think that we forget that we didn't listen to our parents too. So if you have a relationship with someone that you love, that is a blood relationship, and you can't figure out how to make it connect, try a letter, a card, Give yourself space. You know, don't necessarily try to go in and grab a conversation and make that person sit with you, because they're not going to feel safe. They're going to feel agitated. They're going to feel that your aggression is showing. You need to kind of approach them differently, and you have to take time. You know, maybe you send a card for each holiday or their birthday or just because, but you need to let them know in small steps, wow, this is really what I want to develop with you. You know, I love you. I thank you for being my parent. We both understand things didn't go the way we wanted them to, but I think we're both at a point in our lives that we can heal from the past interactions and we can open up a better door. So, you know, my thought to you is, if you're experiencing one of those relationships that hasn't been the healthiest, and sometimes you're feeling the anger, the toxicity, and it is absorbing you and weighing you down, that you have the right to pull back and you have the need to pull back. Take care of yourself. Get some counseling if you're willing. And at some point, you may find the key to help you unlock the relationship that you want with that parent. But as I said, don't cut them out of your life. Put some distance between you and keep your safety. But try to help them and love them through it. Sometimes it's an extra hug. Sometimes it's, you know, it's a smile. And sometimes it's just a call to say, I love you. You know, things aren't great for me right now, but when they are, you know, I'll reach out again. I just wanted you to know that I'm okay. And I wanted to hear your voice and know you're okay too. And if that doesn't work, text is great. Text them the words you love. I hope that you are able to create the relationships in your life that heal you, help you, and elevate you to the next level. Until we meet again, I'm wishing you love, joy, and peace. Have a beautiful morning, a wonderful afternoon, and a restful evening. God's got your back, and you're stronger than you think. Walk in peace and walk in love. Goodbye.